All right, we got Nick on the horn from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Nick, how you doing today?
Good. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing excellent. I'm glad to hear your voice again. We haven't talked to you in a while. Haven't had a chance to catch up with you. Anything going on in the shop before I hit you up for a bunch of fishing information?
Well, still loading up on the fall gear here. We're going to be moving the ice fishing stuff in soon, but right now a lot of guys are hitting the rivers again.
Well, that's kind of where I was headed, actually. I wanted to talk to you about the tail end of King runs. Is there any coho in the river that you're hearing about? And then get into fall browns and even the fall run of steelhead.
Well, right now, the kings are pretty much done in our area. Lake Michigan tribs, there's still a few guys going after them. Our focus, as far as salmon, is coho, and there are quite a few of them. Mostly really fresh fish in the lower river and, you know, some darker ones upstream doing their thing.
Are you seeing any size this year that's different from years past for the coho?
It's definitely a good year. A lot of 4 and 5 pound fish. We are seeing some of those, you know, the little 15 to 18 inchers, which guys really like to keep those. They're the good eaters.
Absolutely. 1,000% agree with that.
Yeah, so nobody's complaining when they catch a little one, that's for sure.
Yep, I'm with you on that. And those ones, they're not really... Do you ever catch those where you think they're in there spawning, or do you think they're just following the other fish in there to feed?
I think they're in there to feed. I mean, it's usually pretty low in the system, and you still catch them in the spring, too. So.
Right. Well, before we move to steelhead or browns, for that matter, what are they using, anything different for the coho right now than what you're hearing for the rest of the fish in the rivers?
Coho, different tactics for them that vary from everything else, is definitely crankbait. Fire tiger, shad wraps, fire tiger, thunder sticks for the shallower water, hottentots, but definitely something with orange, yellow, chartreuse. Eventually been doing better on those than spinners.
Interesting. And why do you think only the coho? I mean, you're not getting any steelhead or browns on those?
I have not yet, and I haven't heard of anybody that has either, but the areas that I've been fishing, I don't usually catch many browns anyway. So, doesn't surprise me.
Well, we'll finish up our coho talk. Talk specifically about river rods for plugs or crankbaits and the gear that you want to have for that. And then get into the different patterns that have been hot for the fall run browns and steelhead. So hang around for part two with Nick from Superior Outfitters in Marquette. We'll continue with him in our next Outdoor Report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.